Case History 1. Dyspnea. Mr. and Mrs. Ryan. Mrs. Ryan, have you noticed a change in your husband's mental state recently? Does he get confused?
Now you come to mention it, he does seem a bit dotty sometimes. You know, not always knowing where he is.
Hello, Mr. Ryan. Tell me about the problems you have with your breathing.
I'm breathless most of the time, but the infection made it much worse. I was really frightened and felt that I was fighting for breath until the treatment started to work.
Before the infection, how was your breathing? Were you breathless, sitting still?
Oh, no, only when I tried to walk about.
Can you normally get upstairs in one go?
Only if I rest on the landing and get my breath back.
How far can you walk on the level without getting breathless?
I can get as far as the back garden, but I'm fair jiggered after.
Is there anything else about your breathing? Do you wheeze?
Yes, I do wheeze, and my chest often feels tight, but Dr. Singh is going to put me on something new, so hopefully that will do the trick, fingers crossed.
Hope so. What medicines were you taking at home before you came into the ward?
The blue inhaler and the antibiotics from the GP for the infection.
Are you using oxygen at home?
Yes, for up to 15 hours a day. It's okay. We have a machine that takes some gases out of the air and leaves the oxygen for me, so the missus doesn't need to keep changing cylinders. And I can get around in the house and out as far as the back garden.
What else helps your breathing?
Well, sitting up and leaning on the table helps. But when I'm very chesty, it's better to sleep downstairs in an armchair. At least the wife gets some sleep, even if I don't. A while ago, I started doing relaxation exercises, and that helps when I feel panicky. But they didn't work last night. Worse luck.
Do you still smoke?
No, not for years.
When did you stop smoking?
I used to smoke roll-ups, and I cut myself down to 10 a day. And then I said, well, that's it, no more. And I haven't smoked for 5 years. It was hard, but I was determined to stick to no smoking.
That's good, but do you still cough?
Yes, cough and bring up stuff. I had a smoker's cough when I was in the army, but now I cough any time of the day or night.
What colour is the sputum you cough up? Has the amount increased?
Really green because of the infection and much more, and my mouth tastes foul.
We sent a specimen to the laboratory earlier, so I'll get you some sputum pots and tissues and some mouthwash. The physiotherapist is on his way up to see you, so he will help you to cough and clear your chest. Do you have any pain with the cough?
Not at the moment.
What about washing and dressing? Are you able to manage, or do you need some help?
Just need some help to wash my back and feet. She does it at home.
How is your appetite? What about eating and drinking?
I'm trying to have a drink every hour, like you said, but I can't face a big meal.
I will ask the dietitian to visit and discuss it with you, but for today I can give you some nourishing drinks and order snacks or light meals for you.
Thanks, that sounds spot on.
Your bed is close to the bathroom and lavatory. Will you be able to walk or will a wheelchair be easier?
It's not far. I can get there. But after washing, I might need some help back.
How are you sleeping?
Don't worry. I'll sleep okay tonight. After today, with having to call the ambulance and everything, I'm knackered.
Is there anything you would like to ask me?
No, thanks. You and the doctor explained what was going on earlier, and I do understand about COPD. An expert patient, you might say.
Just ring the bell if you need me. I think Mrs. Ryan went to phone your son and have a cup of tea while we did the paperwork. I'll bring her in to you when she gets back.